You're listening to SBS News.
Studies into the harmful effects of consuming alcohol often focus on how drinking habits can hurt the individual. Now, researchers are shifting their attention to the impact alcohol consumers are having on the people around them. The Sax Institute's report shows young Australians who are drinking irresponsibly are not only putting themselves at risk, but are also in danger because of other drinkers. Report author Dr. Tina Lamb from the Monash Addiction Research Centre says the impacts of alcohol go beyond harming one's internal organs.
We also call these alcohol's second-hand harms, so not necessarily harms such as, liver problems that occur due to your own drinking, but harms that you experience from other drinkers. So young people are at particular risk of these second-hand harms, and we know that risky drinkers are also at particular risk of these harms.
3,465 Australian adolescents who drink alcohol at dangerous levels were surveyed as part of the research. The findings show girls and young women are at a substantially greater risk because of others consuming alcohol, including being harassed in public, being left alone in unsafe circumstances, and receiving unwanted sexual attention. More than 70% of teenage girls who are risky drinkers reported experiencing unwelcome sexual attention. Among boys and young men, the research shows they are in greater danger of aggressive behaviour, verbal abuse, and being physically hurt. More than a third of risky drinkers across both genders revealed they witnessed violence taking place during nights out. Sam Biondo from the Victorian Drug and Alcohol Foundation says the big alcohol brands are marketed to encourage younger Australians to drink.
We have a culture that makes accepts alcohol across many, many parts of our normal life. It's a very normalised substance. We have marketing which makes alcohol look very attractive and normal to access. We target young people with our marketing.
Mr. Biondo is hopeful the study will encourage communities to unite and tackle the issue of dangerous drinking among teenagers.
But the community as a whole has a role to play, and governments have a role to play as well in terms of the sorts of messages that we allow to be targeted at young people, the sort of culture that we live in and the overall acceptance of alcohol. The parents alone can't do this. This is a community-wide issue.
Despite the revelations about risky drinking, the study shows an upward trend in the number of young people choosing to be sober. Dr. Lamb says there is a dramatic difference in alcohol consumption between young people now and past generations.
Young people born in the 1990s and onwards are less likely to be drinking than their predecessors. 16 to 17-year-olds today are half as likely to have consumed alcohol in the past month compared to 20 years ago.
Alcohol still remains the largest risk factor for death and in injury among adolescents. SBS News, Sonia Lal.